Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Okay, it's 818-739-8957. Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Ron. Okay, very good. I'll put you on with Adrian. We've got 4 segments to do. Hang on 1 second.
Okay.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, although this morning's like one of those rainy, dreary days, and, you know, I left the house at 7:30 and literally just walked in 2 minutes ago. So what should have taken 45 minutes took double. But what are you going to do? Just one of those days.
Yeah, true. Well, I don't know yet here because we haven't really seen the sun come up yet, but we will. So I just want to tell you what I think we're going to do is we start the show. And then this is kind of an end-of-year planning time. So I thought that what we've been doing lately with hitting them with an issue and then saying come in would be the thing to repeat in terms of the format. And I want to start with a fun thing. It's not so funny, but you'll see. I'll just introduce it. Because one of the things you do at the end of the year is you make charitable donations. And so I'm going to actually use an article that had to do with making charitable donations to the United States government because their debt is so high as the swing off of things that you do, but also to make a big deal about the debt. And then you can comment on it because you usually do use that, the amount of debt, to talk about Social Security issues. And so that may be one of the things for end of year that they may be thinking of. Then the big deal will be required minimum distributions they may be thinking about. And you can talk about the infestation on that one. And then we can talk about making contributions to a qualified plan and the issues there with the stretch IRA and all that. And if we have time, we can talk about what happens if they get an end-of-year bonus, some things they could do. I think one of them might be the idea of the insurance that they could buy to create a lifelong stream of income that's tax-free. So those are just some of the theme, anyway, one way or another, I thought might be end-of-year planning. But what else would you want to bring up either instead or under the umbrella of end-of-year planning?
I mean, there's the concept of, you know, the market's kind of gone sideways this year, and that, you know, you may have just the idea of harvesting capital gains against capital losses, and the other thing, I'm just doing a Google search on this, is that, you know, every year what happens is it seems like in December, and why the Congress waits to December to do this, I don't know. But the idea of being able to make a charitable donation from your IRA, in other words, pull money out of the...
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm just looking. Like the IRS's website says that you could do it for 2014. And then, okay, so it looks like it's still, you know, from what I can tell,
okay,
just doing a real cursory search, it's like, it's still in limbo.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the devastating one. You'll see. It has to do with the debt. And then I'll throw it back to you to comment on the impact of the debt, but also to say, and now for legitimate contributions that you may really want to make, Ron.
I'll just follow your lead.
What's the benefit? Okay, Stu, ready to go. I have all the answers in front of me and everything. You don't have any more conferences to write, so we just have our general ads and my one for the library.
There is December 3rd, we're doing something,
okay,
but it's way up in Stanhope. Nobody listening to this is going to go up there.
Go
so
ahead.
I would say
okay,
to the extent that you promote the library, that's fine.
Okay, good. I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay. Let me just make sure I can see that clock. Oh, okay. I'm ready to go. Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and...
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. And this is the beginning of a very short series for the month of December on end-of-year planning. Because, unfortunately, most of us wait until December for end-of-year planning. And if you know this show, we talk about the real issues of your financial life when it comes to retirement. And right now, you're probably scrambling. You may just have finished. If you're late filers, you may just have been thinking about your taxes. Now, all of a sudden, you have to think about the fact that some things must be done before December 31st, and some things should be done before December 31st. So let me start out with something that if you didn't know it was true, you would think I was making this one up. One of the things that we do, and we will talk about this in our very serious way, is we give to charity before end of year because that gives us some charitable deductions. But let me tell you about a charity you may not know exists. Wait till you hear this one, Ron. It is the Public Debt Reduction Fund. Now, this happens to be like a charity, except it's the United States government. Yes, indeed, folks, you can give tax-deductible money to the United States government. And this is not your taxes. This is a contribution. What would you be contributing for? To reduce our national debt. And every year, $2 to $3 million is donated to the United States government to reduce the debt by writing a check to the Public Debt Reduction Fund or giving it to the IRS voluntarily. Can't make this stuff up. A few million is collected every year, and now I'm going to read a sentence from USA Today, November 23rd. But the fund barely puts a dent in the national debt, which is now $18.6 trillion. But that was a week ago, so it's a lot more now. So what do they use the money for? Because the Treasury is running monthly deficits, the contributions don't go to pay off the debt. Instead, they used to pay the expenses of the government so that they could borrow a few pennies less. And apparently Warren Buffett made a challenge to Congress. He said any amount that congressmen and senators would contribute to the national debt, he would match. So, folks, if you would like to get a deduction this year, all you have to do is give some money, more than you taxed, to the Public Debt Reduction Fund. Now, look, we have an hour show. This is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. Don't run out now on us and get your checkbook. Hold on for the next 55 minutes because we'll be giving you some very important information. Okay, Ron, giving money to the government to pay the debt. This is kind of sad stuff, but what does it really mean, this amount of debt, to our real pocketbook when we say a figure like $18.6 trillion, which we can hardly even imagine?
Well, it's a monster-sized debt, no doubt about it. And it's a debt that, sadly, is being passed on to generations to come. But at the same time, there's an enormous cost of servicing this debt. And if the Federal Reserve does as expected raise interest rates, then the cost of servicing this debt is only going to increase. So it seems like the politicians are ever more hungry for tax revenue. So where I look at this is when we think about retirement planning, we need to look at, well, what is it that the politicians have up their sleeve next? What's being proposed in terms of changes to the tax code, and what can we do proactively ourselves to position a portion of our retirement savings to be growing free from current taxes and be able to access that money tax-free?
So you all know that one of the ways that we do help with that is we offer for the first 10 callers a consultation, a strategy meeting to point you in the right direction, which may very well have to do with your end-of-year planning. It might have to do with some tax-free income for the rest of your life. And one of the things that you are going to want to do is preserve every penny and live the life that you deserve. Now, if you want to participate in the stock market in the good years, if you want to protect yourself in the case, as Ron is saying, that because of the enormous debt, we have issues with interest rates, we have issues with the sanctity, let's say, of the American dollar, you're going to want to come in from this comprehensive strategy session, discover your blind spots about excessive taxation, the fees you may be paying, how much you really need in retirement, and how to pay health bills if they come around. Now, if you have at least $250,000 in investable assets and you are one of our first 10 callers, then you can spend some time with us and you can take a look at what's happening with your statements. We're going to talk about that in a minute. And you don't always have to watch the tax man pick your pocket. Let me give you the phone number to call, and you should do that right now. 1-800-467-8152. It's 1-800-467-8152. Repeating it one more time for you. 1-800-467-8152. So, Ron, we did talk a bit about the issue of our kids because of this national debt and the necessity of the federal government to tax more. And I know that one of the things many people are thinking about at end of year is their 401ks or their qualified plans, their IRAs. And I know that you're concerned that they will be taxed even more than they are today. So could we talk a little bit about how they are taxed and whether or not we can preserve some of that for our kids if we don't have to spend it during our retirement?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, if you think about the reality of taxation in retirement accounts, is we have a silent partner in our retirement accounts, and that silent partner's name is Uncle Sam. Now, what percentage of your retirement account belongs to Uncle Sam? Well, an easy way to find that out is just go pull it all out at once. And I'm not really recommending that anybody go and do that, but if you do, you will find out that every penny in that retirement account is subject to ordinary income taxation. You know, whether you take it out or your surviving spouse takes it out or you end up leaving it to your children and they take it out. And there is legislation pending in Congress right now that's gathering bipartisan support to change the rules on how retirement accounts are taxed when they pass to the next generation. That'll accelerate the income taxation on that money. And of course, we know, Adrian, you know, once you hit age 70 and a half, that's when the forced required minimum distributions start, and those go up each year as you get older. And if you miss a required minimum distribution, guess what? 50% tax penalty in addition to the ordinary income tax. So this is where we're advocating that somebody needs to do what we call distribution planning, which is to plan how to get the money out of the retirement accounts with the least tax possible.
Now, you know, one of the things that many people are thinking about at end of year is making their contributions. They're looking at their what they've done now, how the year went for them. So those of you who do want to be pointed in the right direction and are ready to meet with an advisor at Ronald Gielack & Associates, that number was 800-467-8152. But for those of you who just want to discuss this in an educational setting, we are doing a seminar, probably my last for this year. So if you're going to meet and hear some of the things that I have taken away from my research, from being at the White House Conference on Aging, with regard to Social Security, pensions, qualified plans, what's really happening in changes, you're going to want to go down to the Hunterdon County Library in Clinton on December 12th at 9:30 a.m. We're going to have a quick educational morning on tax-free retirement solutions and Social Security, pensions in jeopardy, but also what to do about it. So that number to reserve your free seat is 800-896-8083, 800-896-8083, and they'll ask for an RSVP code, and that is 358972, 358972. If you don't have the code, don't worry. Call the number and say it's the Ron Gielack seminar December 12th. It's 800-896-8083. Now, Ron, we were talking, though, about charitable contributions. And, of course, I was bringing up giving money to the government. But on a serious note, people do want to make their charitable contributions before end of year. And you were just talking about IRAs, qualified plans. Can they get a deduction if they use an IRA money without paying the tax, the withdrawal tax, distribution tax that you just mentioned?
Well, this is what we're waiting to see right now, Adrian, because what's been happening the last few years is every year, end of the year, December, the Congress is sort of last minute enacted a bill that said, well, gee, if you make a donation from your IRA directly to a charity, you would not have to pay tax on the money coming out of the IRA that's going to the charity, and you'd get a deduction for the charitable contribution, which people have loved this, and there was legislation proposed all the way back in February to say, hey, let's make this permanent, or at least let's do it again for this year. But we're waiting, and sometimes politicians make us wait, so we don't know as of the time that we're recording this show as to whether that's going to be an option or not. And this is why, Adrian, I would encourage people, even though it's December, even though we have holiday parties and shopping to do, to, my goodness, if you can take an hour to go to a holiday party, you can take an hour to go to a shopping mall, you can take an hour to come and meet with one of our advisors and not have the frustration of sitting down with us in January and saying, oh, I wish I had gone and seen you in December. There were things I could have done that would have been so valuable to me in December.
Yeah, and that is absolutely true. We're going to take a little bit of a break. We come back. We're going to talk about our statements, where they're going at the end of year. Okay, so that's the first part. So we're going to go into the next segment, Ron, and I'm going to start right away with how have you done over the last year? And you can talk about the sideways market and how to never lose, that there are new, I don't know if you want to call it new, but there are strategies that are ideal for retirement, just like the title of the book. Okay? And then I can also tell them how to get the book for free. Go ahead, Stu. Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gielack.
And this is the Ronald Gielack Retirement Power Hour. And we're talking about end-of-year planning. Now, one of the things that many of us have felt, let's say, in the last 3 months, is we're not as eager to open up our financial statements from our mutual funds, from our IRAs, qualified and non-qualified plans, as we were, let's say, 6 months ago. We've had a pretty good run, and all of a sudden there's something in the air. The winds are changing. And so at the end of year, one of the things we generally do is we look back, or should look back, at how well we've done in the past year. Ron, you know, without seeing anybody's statements, without maybe any predictions, you keep your finger on this pie, because Ronald Gelock and Associates is a registered investment advisor. We work consistently with managed money as well as all kinds of other tools for retirement safety. But when it comes to managed money, we're really looking mostly at stocks, bonds, mutual funds, REITs. How has it done in the past year, looking back?
Well, you know, there's two different issues here. One is the issue of, you know, how is the overall market done? And the overall market this year has been sideways. At this point, I think we're up about a half of 1% for the entire year. And some people may be looking at their portfolio statements and say, well, you know, I'm not up half a percent, I'm actually down. Or other people may look and say, well, some of my investments have done a little bit better. But it's been very frustrating for people, because at one point earlier in the year, Adrian, the market was down just over 10%, and then it came back. But people are very nervous, because it appears like the market is, you know, hitting a top. Now, that's not the same thing as to say that all professional money managers have had a bad year. That's a completely different issue. And it's also a completely different issue from what's a person to do if they feel that they want to be looking at more conservative strategies, if they don't want to leave themselves vulnerable to another 2008 or another 2001 or 2002. This is why it's so important to sit down and talk with one of our advisors and find out what your options are.
Yeah, could you explain a little bit about the Ronald Gelock and Associates process when people come in? Because we're always announcing a phone number. I'm going to give it again in a minute. For a strategy session, we call it a strategy session. In fact, there's a couple of strategy sessions to point you in the right direction. If you're interested, we are able to do this for the first 10 people that call from each of our shows. That's 800-467-8152, 800-467-8152. But listeners, Ron, might be thinking, well, what happens at these sessions? What goes on? So give us some insight.
Well, you know, it's very, very interesting, Adrian, because some people are very highly motivated to make smart financial decisions, and other people are just kind of more content to leave their finances adrift. And, you know, when you're driving along and you're hearing the show, or maybe you're home and you're listening to the show and you hear this, oh, you know, come in for a free financial strategy session, it can sound a little bit intimidating, because you go, uh-oh, nothing in life is free. So that means if I come in, it must mean somebody is going to try to sell me something. And that is not the process. In other words, this is not like, how could I put it, like being locked in the back of the car dealership with the finance salesman, you know, or what's another analogy that'd be horrible to use? How about sitting with the timeshare salesperson? Oh, my gosh, nothing could be further than the truth when it comes to meeting with one of our advisors, because our advisors are actually prohibited from getting any business concluded in an initial meeting. That meeting is all about assessing what is important to a person about their future, about their retirement, what do they value, and then having them come back to review a plan that's consistent with their values. And the objective always being, let's see if we can find ways to lower risk, lower expenses, provide for income, and provide for income in the most tax-advantaged way. All worthy objectives. I would think that thousands of people should be calling, but it's a matter of prioritization, Adrian, you know?
No, I really do. And I also know that people can be intimidated, which is why we do our face-to-face educational meetings. They're always free. We're doing one on December 12th at 9:30 a.m. I will be doing that one at the Hunterdon County Library in Clinton, near my hometown. And we're going to be talking about the war on, basically the war on retirement as we know it. What can happen to your pension? What can happen to Social Security? What can happen to your IRA? How to use the new tools of retirement to build your financial fortress. It'll be a quick morning and a very educational morning and a fun morning. But you do need a reservation for this one, and that is 800-896-8083, 800-896-8083. I hate to give you another number, but I will give you an RSVP code, which is 358972, 358972. But I will also tell you, though, if you just say it's the Ron Gilak Seminar, they'll get the reservation, 800-896-8083. So, Ron, going back to the issues that we've been talking about, end-of-year planning. Now, you did mention earlier that most people maybe have gone sideways, maybe they're lucky, they've made a little money, and some even have lost. Are there ways, though, at retirement to participate in the stock market without ever losing? I know there are tools now that have become much more popular than they were when we were a younger nation, let's say, where we can protect our downside at a time in our life where they really can't. We can't face losing. We don't have the years to make it up.
Yeah, absolutely, Adrian. And this is where sometimes I'm fond of saying we don't know what we don't know, and what we don't know can cost us thousands of dollars. And sometimes it's sad, but a person may feel like, you know, I really genuinely like the financial advisor that I'm working with now. And, you know, we've been in a bull market since 2009. I've made a lot of money. I don't need to do anything differently. Well, that type of thinking would be a mistake, because there's actually programs available, and they come through, of all things, the insurance industry, that and these products are not securities, but they give a person the ability to participate in some of the upside of major market indices without taking any downside risk to a person's principal. And I understand that people listening can say, oh, you know what, that sounds too good to be true. That, how could that be possible? Well, I would say, why don't you find out? And, you know, Adrian, I'm really excited about this workshop on Saturday morning, December the 12th at the Hunterdon County Library, because, I mean, there is so much going on that people don't know about. Just, for instance, the new law impacting Social Security that just got passed, and people go, what? What? How's that going to impact me? Do you want to speak to that for a minute, Adrian?
Yeah, I certainly will. We're going to be taking a little bit of a break, but to wind this up, and then we'll start again after our advertisements, I guess we might say, is that you no longer can have what used to be called file and suspend, where one partner in a couple could ask for Social Security, their partner would get their spousal share, but then they would suspend one of their partner's Social Security payments. We'll tell you how that works, but it's not there anymore. We'll be back in just a moment. Okay, we're going to segment three. Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gilak.
And this is the Ronald Gilak Retirement Power Hour. So, you know, we gave you a cliffhanger there. One of the things that we are going to be talking about on a December 12th seminar over at the Hunterdon County Library in Clinton is Social Security. We'd love you to be there. The phone number is 800-896-8083. And for those of you who did not get a chance to get that RSVP number down, it's 358972. 358972, or just ask for the Ronald Gilak Seminar, 800-896-8083. So there has been two changes in Social Security, Ron. One we breezed through a moment ago right before the break, where one used to be able to have a strategy called file and suspend, where you could file for Social Security, get your spouse's share, then you would suspend your filing. The spouse would still get their share, and yet you could ratchet up your ultimate Social Security and wait until you were 70 years old. That's only one thing that's changed. There's a second thing that has changed that affects even more people, which is called the reset, and I'll explain that when I see everybody. And there's a third thing coming up, and that is the possibility of greater taxation, although it is not law, whereas the others have changed already. And a fourth thing is, I don't know if you're ready for this one, but the possibility that you have to continue to pay into Social Security even after you've reached a certain income. Some people realize that right now, if you are earning about $118,000 a year, at that point, you after your next paycheck above that, you don't have to make a contribution to Social Security. The rest of your income isn't counted. Well, for higher income earners, that may change. And what's interesting, Ron, is that in Nebraska, $118,000 makes you rich. In New Jersey, with our property taxes and our income taxes, $118,000 for a family does not make you rich. And yet, if that does change, that's going to be across the board, no matter where you live, no matter what your cost of living is in a particular state. So I'm fascinated by this myself, because it's a sea change from 2009, when I wrote How Not to Go Broke at 102. I had major chapters on Social Security. And I explained how to use these strategies. Now these strategies are gone. And there's a lot of strategies that are gone, Ron. So just remind everybody, if they want a real strategy session to point you in the right direction, we will do that for you, absolutely complimentary, if you're one of the 10 callers from this show. And that number would be 800-467-8152. 800-467-8152. All right, Ron, let's go back to a couple of other things when it comes to end-of-year planning. We talked about charitable contributions, but another one is distribution. Now, you know, you did mention the fact that there's such a thing as a required minimum distribution. You and I always assume people know exactly what that means, but let's dip into that. It's not always happening at the end of year, but many people do make it at the end of year because that's their habit. So what is the required minimum distribution, and what should we do with the money after we've distributed it?
Well, you know, the required minimum distribution is an amount that's mandated by law that has to be taken out of a retirement account once you reach 70 and a half. And this is where it gets a little tricky, and this is where it does make sense to kind of know how the rules work and sit with a qualified advisor who can go over the rules with you. Technically, you have to take the first required minimum distribution by the April 1st following the year in which you turn age 70 and a half. So if you turn 70 and a half this year, you could delay until the first quarter of next year taking the required minimum distribution. But if you do that, delay the age 70 and a half RMD, you still would have to take an age 71 RMD by the end of 2016. So who should do this? Well, perhaps the person who is not going to be bumped into a higher tax bracket might consider delaying until January and not have all that or not have a taxable event in 2015. So the required minimum distributions have to be taken out every year from age 70 and a half onward as you get older. And if you forget to take it, it's a 50% tax penalty in addition to the taxes that need to be paid. But, of course, the question is, I take this RMD out. Now what do I do with the money? Well, my viewpoint is you should spend and enjoy some of it. Why not take a family vacation? Why not do something special for the people you care about? Because it's not very exciting just thinking about, well, let me march down to the local bank and put in an account at a 0.5% interest. So there's actually some tax-efficient things that can be done with the RMDs in terms of being able to ultimately transform the tax hostile or tax infested retirement account into a tax free asset. And we can show a person how RMDs can be used as part of that strategy, and that's only one strategy.
So, you know, one of the things that people have said about qualified plans is they're great. And when I say qualified plans, IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, they're great because they defer taxes. But a day comes that the piper must be paid, and very frequently it's at a time when you're not in as low a tax bracket as you thought you were. One of the things that we do when you come in for a consultation is we give you a copy of our latest book, largely written by Ron with some commentary by myself, called Beating the Fear Factor, 15 Minutes to Your Ideal Retirement. And in there, we go through how much you could actually lose in taxes. If I said the stock market was going to go down 30%, you would gasp. But if I told you that you might lose 30% in taxes, you say, well, you know, I'm going to be in a low tax bracket. That'll never happen to me. So let's go back to your famous saying, you don't know what you don't know. How frequently does it happen that a client comes to you and they're just in a much higher tax bracket at retirement time than they thought they'd ever be?
Well, like most of the time, Adrian, because if you think about it from this perspective, when you retire, what is a goal that a lot of people have? Well, when I retire, I would like to own my home free and clear. So what does that mean? It means there's no more mortgage interest deduction. What else is going on when you retire? Well, for most people, the kids are now out of the house on their own, so there's no more deduction for dependent children. So at a time that deductions are being lost, income goes up because of the forced or mandated additional income that has to come out of the retirement account. So between pension income, Social Security income, and forced required minimum distributions, a person can find themselves either in the same tax bracket they were when they were working or one tax bracket lower.
So, you know, one of the things that we always talk about is you don't know what you don't know, and we can give you a fairly good idea of what your tax bracket might be by pointing you in the right direction and having this a really important you-centered conference. It's a you-centered conference, and it's not just one. That's why we can only offer this for the first 10 people who call, because it is time intensive. If you're willing to take your time to put your future on track, we're willing to sit with you and take that time and give you our expertise. To do that, you just need to make this call, 1-800-467-8152, 1-800-467-8152. If you're also interested in having a group meeting, that where you are really getting educated about the new laws that are coming up, the new changes that are possible in pension planning, Social Security, qualified plans, IRAs, and of course seeing some solutions to a volatile stock market and taxes, come to the seminar. Come to our free seminar on December 12th at 9:30 at the Hunterdon County Library in Clinton. Phone number to call for that one, 800-896-8083, 800-896-8083, and the RSVP code is 358972, 358972. Now, you know, Ron, we make many, many mentions of these phone numbers and these offers to meet with people, and we've been very fortunate to meet with many wonderful listeners in person at these consultations, but also in groups. However, people may not know about Ron Gielecken Associates and how we're really a team, so that when they come in to see anybody there, they're really seeing five or six people with enormous expertise. Explain a little bit about the team and how and the Mondays, the advisor Mondays.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Adrian, you know, there's the saying that two heads are better than one. Well, sometimes three or four heads are better than one. And so what happens is we take a very collaborative approach to retirement planning, income planning, tax minimization strategies, and we take a what I would can only describe as a team approach. So I look at it from the perspective of, well, why wouldn't I want a tax attorney looking at my financial plan, a financial planner looking at my financial plan, somebody who's licensed for insurance or securities having input into my financial plan? I would want all of that as opposed to just dealing with, I hate to pick on the guy at the local bank, but, well, you know, the guy at the local bank has less options, in my view, than what we're able to present to somebody. And even the educational workshops, this event on December 12th, I'm so excited about it, only because you look at people think that if they've got a pension, it's sacred. Well, so many pension plans nationally are underfunded. So the question
yes.
people should be asking is, what's the plan B if your pension happens to be underfunded? Look what just is happening to UPS drivers in the Midwest who already retired and they're having their pensions
yeah.
cut in half. You know?
Yep, and we're going to be talking a lot more about that in our next segment. Don't go away, particularly if you have a pension, and even more so if you don't. All right, we're going to go on to the last segment.
Yeah, and I would say let's promote the thing on December 12th a little bit more.
Okay. We can start with that, actually. Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg and...
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. And, you know, Ron, during our break, was saying how excited he really is about the December 12th meeting. And I'll tell you why. It is a very different one than we've done before, Ron. And I'm going to let everybody know a bit about what's going to happen, what they're going to be learning. We will very carefully go through what I call the four pillars of retirement. And that, to me, is old school. But what were they? They were pensions. Many people in the room will have pensions. A lot of those pensions are under jeopardy. They don't even know that. It's one of the things they don't know. But many people do come into Ron Gielock and Associates where they've been offered a pension buyout, and that's because pensions are unsustainable by many major corporations. We're going to go through your pension options, how to make your choices. We'll talk about Social Security, the second pillar. And Social Security, of course, is in jeopardy in many ways. Everybody agrees, including the government, stated loud and proud this year that it is definitely bankrupt. It has been, but they said so for sure. They've already made two major changes in it under the radar, under our nose. There may be more, so we'll talk about that, what to do about that, how to make your choices. Third one, of course, is the money you've saved for retirement, which is your IRAs, 401ks, what Ron would call tax-infested vehicles. People aren't aware exactly of how they can protect the downside. They really will have trouble. It's not 2008 anymore, where you have 10 years to wait out a bad market. If we have a bad market now and you're pre-retirement or retired, you just don't have those 10 years. And any amount that's in securities and mutual funds has a downside potential. We'll talk about that. And finally, the fourth and least known pillar of a retirement plan I would call contractual or private pensions, where you create your own income stream, taxable or tax-free, depending on your tax bracket and the way you like to do things, through vehicles that you may not be as familiar with. These were interesting ways of retiring in years where the market might be volatile and taking the volatility out of the market for you. I wrote about it first in 2008 in How Not to Go Broke at 102, but in the past 7 or so years, these approaches, these strategies have strengthened and are now as important, if not sometimes more important to people, as their Social Security pensions and IRAs. So we'll be going through all four pillars, show you what's in jeopardy, what's guaranteed, and as usual, offer, if you would like, to come in for your strategy session. So to come in and hear some of this, the number is 800-896-8083. We deliberately made it at the Huntington County Library to be very accessible to most of our listeners. 800-896-8083. I know it's a busy holiday season, but what could be better than having more security next holiday season and less worries? Our RSVP code, 358972, 358972. All right, Ron, we have been talking about end-of-year planning, and one of the things that people do sometimes, I hope more than not, is they think about their estate plan. Maybe they'll make a will at the end of the year, maybe just because they're traveling. But that is one aspect we did not speak about this hour that has to do with estate planning. But you mentioned the team. And in the Ronald Gielack and Associates team, issues of estate planning definitely are addressed. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, absolutely. Because, Adrian, I mean, it's not just about what you make. It's about what you keep. And it's not just about what you keep. It's that if something happens to you or when something happens to you and you leave this life, should your money be going to benefit your children and grandchildren, or should money that otherwise could go to your loved ones go to the government in unnecessary taxation? That's really the question. And what people forget when it comes to the topic of estate tax is that here in New Jersey, we have a state estate tax that gets assessed on estates over $675,000. And people go, oh, I didn't know that. And this is what I mean, Adrian, when I say, well, what we don't know can cost us dearly. So there are tax planning steps that can be taken as far as a person's legal documents that can result in tens of thousands of dollars in tax savings when it comes to the issue of the New Jersey state estate tax. So this is just one area where when we counsel with somebody, we point them in the right direction. And that's why the strategy session is so valuable. That's why attending workshops where you or I might be speaking is so valuable. And there's no substitute for getting in the car Saturday, September 12th, driving out to the Huntington County Library and get informed.
Yeah, so that number is 800-896-8083. RSVP code is 358972. I cannot tell how many people have come into the firm for the estate planning portion of their strategy session with a beautiful will. I'll never forget. This was only 2 weeks ago, so it's easy to remember, actually. A beautiful book. It was leather, and it had been given to the person who came in by their estate planning attorney, and it was $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000 they had paid for their estate plan, and it was magnificent. And both Ron and I are lawyers; don't hold that against us. We practice in the financial world, but we have long time experiences as attorneys. So very excited, it was beautiful. But Ron, listen to this: nothing went through the will. Everything that person had was designated on their IRAs or their annuity contract or something else that didn't pass through the will at all. So this beautiful $7,000 estate plan was worthless. It had absolutely nothing to do with what would really happen to the money. And the people who were their heirs would have had to know where everything was, who was designated as beneficiary, and then handle each asset separately. She could have thrown that whole beautiful leather-bound book out the window. People just really don't know, Ron, what they don't know. And in the last minute and a half of our show, I really like to throw it to you because you mentioned something important, which was spending money on yourself and the people you love. And you definitely have a positive philosophy about that. Money is not an end, it's the means. So give us an uplifting minute there on some of the great things that, you know, people talk about when they come in.
Oh, sure. You know, Adrian, if you think about it, retirement is supposed to be a time of life where you finally have the time to do the things that you never had the time to do before, and you also have the means to do those things. But unfortunately, without a sound retirement income plan, a person just doesn't know for sure, well, what can I safely spend without fear of running out of money before I run out of breath? And so what we try to help people focus in on are, well, if you want to travel, what's the budget for traveling? Where's the money going to be coming from for that? And keep in mind, of course, there's two stages to retirement. There's the stage when you have your health and you're able to do the things that you'd love to do, and the stage when you don't, you know?
So we thank you all. It's been a wonderful show. And get out there, kids. Make it happen. Okay. Very
right,
good.
Awesome.
So that was very, very good. I'm going to be in tomorrow. I know you're not going to be in on I'm going to be in on Thursday all day, Friday. I know you're not there. I will be, but you're not. And we're hanging in, okay?
All right. Well, travel safe. I'll see you Thursday.
Yeah, take care.
Okay, bye.